Welcome everyone, I'm Laura Hernández and this is Company Culture Matters by Nailed It. In this episode, we will listen to David Bonilla, CEO and founder at Manfred, talk about how he conducts one-on-one meetings. Do you conduct them the same way?
The one-on-ones are for employees, not for managers, and they should manage the agenda. What I try to do is to follow, you know, this checklist, to make a lot of questions instead of talking about the answers, and encourage people to talk a lot.
Usually, how employees feel about their managers defines how they feel about their company and their job. This is why it is so important to build positive relationships with your people, to build a culture of trust. To do so, meeting each one of your team members on a regular basis is crucial. Here it is where one-on-one meetings become an important touchpoint for managers and their team members. In this episode, you will obtain visibility on how a manager, CEO, and founder conducts one-on-one meetings in his company. At the end of it, you will have constructed your own opinion on how to conduct meaningful one-on-one meetings with your people. David Bonilla, founder and CEO of Manfred, thank you for accepting our invitation to talk about one-on-one meetings from a manager's perspective.
Hi, how are you?
And David, you manage many people, and I know you schedule regular one-on-one meetings with them. Could you tell us why you consider one-on-one meetings indispensable?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's like a probe, you know, to test what's going on in your company, to check if it is still a good place to work. This is the main goal for me, you know, to test the waters, to know if everything is okay for the people.
David, you mentioned that one of your goals for one-on-one meetings is to know how your people are in your company. But besides that, do you set up any other goals in your meetings, like specific goals for each person or like general goals?
Yeah, sure. Based on previous one-on-one meetings, we set goals person by person. I also manage common goals for the whole company, like, for example, improving sales or ask about our roadmap or whatever, you know. So if I want to know or I want to get some insights from the team for a very specific topic, I set it as a goal also for my one-on-ones.
David, you just said that you prepare your goals in advance, like what you want to achieve in the conversation. But what else do you prepare for the conversation? I mean, do you have any checklist you go through before having your one-on-one to make sure you get what you actually want to get?
Yeah, I use the agenda feature that we have in Nailed It, set some points, and also the private notes, just to write the topics that I want to mention. So yes, this is how I prepare the one-on-ones, a kind of checklist about topics that I want to go through.
And regarding those topics, do you have like topics you always bring into the conversation?
Yeah, for example, how do you feel? What about your colleagues? Is there any problem? What I want to know exactly if the vision and mission of the company are well known and if we are in the good track, you know, to achieve that.
So we could say that you direct your questions to understand if your people feel comfortable and if they are aligned with the vision of the company. But do you have any other questions you usually ask them?
Well, at the end, I am a product manager. This is my main role, or the role I like most. I have a bunch of questions about the product. For example, if they know some competitors that are doing quite well or are performing quite well, if they have spoke with customers about our features, about what we are doing, if they have insights about the market, or if they think that we should build a very specific feature. As I mentioned before, I think that one-on-ones are a great tool for communication in both sides. You know, I try to take advantage of that to get some insights from the team, from the product perspective.
I guess you will agree with me in that one-on-one meetings are kind of the foundation of giving and receiving feedback. Feedback is not only essential to manage an efficient, healthy, and happy team, It also helps people grow and evolve towards accomplishing their career goals while achieving at the same time a success for the company. David, how do you give feedback to your people and how do you encourage them to give you feedback?
Well, first, I ask them to give me feedback about me. I think that it's a very good starting point, you know, and I try to encourage them to be completely transparent. I think that it's crucial. It's key for us to manage people properly. If they don't trust me to give me very, 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 very transparent feedback, I'm failing doing my job as a manager. After that, obviously, I give them feedback. I'm trying to focus on the topics that they ask for. And usually, at least in my company, at least in Manfred, they ask me about very specific topics like, hey, what do you think about how I am, I don't know, dealing with a recruiting process? Or what do you think about how I work with my colleagues? We used to focus on very specific topics, different topics for each one-on-one.
David, to conclude our conversation, I guess as you perform many one-on-one meetings, you have encountered certain situations or you have found certain mistakes that you now know. So could you tell us a bit about those and how you resolve those situations?
At least for me, the most common problem is that I talk too much. And I think, at least from my perspective, that the one-on-ones are for employees, not for managers, and they should manage the agenda. What I try to do is to follow, you know, this checklist, to make a lot of questions instead of talking about the answers and encourage people to talk a lot. But this is the most common problem that we have, that at least in theory, the perfect one-on-one should be 90% of the time for the employee, 10% of the time for the manager. And usually we only get 50-50.
What you mentioned is really interesting because it's actually that one-on-one meetings are not a manager's meeting. Those are the employees' meetings. We all should take into account that they have to manage the agenda. They have to be involved.
I think that if they ask for information, it's because we have a problem about communication. We need to communicate more because one-on-ones are for them. Fortunately, I think that Nailed.it gave us a tool, a framework, you know, to manage properly one-on-ones. Well, we are excited about that.
We couldn't be happier to hear that. David, once again, thank you so much for sharing with us those great practices for conducting one-on-one meetings. And give us visibility on how you do it in Manfred. And I'm sure our audience found it as worthy as we do.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode on how managers conduct one-on-one meetings of Company Culture Matters by Nailed.it. Special thanks to David for sharing with us his way to manage one-on-one meetings at Manfred. If you want to discover what he's up to, you can connect with him on LinkedIn. Also, if you want to keep learning from experts on topics regarding company culture, check them out in nailed.it.com/podcast. Manfred uses Nailed.it to build a company culture based on feedback and recognition. Nailed.it is the employee engagement platform for people and HR teams who want to deliver the best employee experience. If you want to know how Nailed.it can help your company improve their company culture and their employee satisfaction, check out nailed.it.com. I'm Laura Hernández, your host, and this is Company Culture Matters by Nailed.it.